Residents and advocates in the small South Bay city of Gilroy are speaking out against the construction of two new controversial facilities, an ICE detention center and an Amazon data center, which were the main point of discussion at a Gilroy City Council meeting. Many residents spoke out separately against the two facilities, stating that the community was not consulted or properly informed. Here is a public commenter who only identified herself by her first name, Jennifer.
If it was a good thing, it would have been announced, a big celebration. We're bringing this wonderful thing into our community, but it wasn't sneaky. And now people are freaking out because they realize what their lives are going to look like. And I think that's a really unfair thing to do.
The data center, a 440,000 square foot facility, is being built in Gilroy's Arroyo Circle. The facility was approved through what some residents are calling a loophole. The data center is in the city's industrial zone. Therefore, it only had to be approved by the city's development director and didn't have to go through a public city council process, which would have included an opportunity for community input. Similarly, the Department of Homeland Security bypassed a series of legal steps, including gathering input from Gilroy residents, before beginning construction on an ICE detention center just outside city limits. This is according to Santa Clara County Council Tony Lopresti and California Attorney General Rob Bonta, who announced they are suing DHS and the site's property owner, whose land is slated to become the site of the first ICE detention center in Northern California.
You don't need to be a lawyer to understand this lawsuit. There is a quicker, simpler summary. This is the wrong place and the wrong process for this facility.
While construction of the facility has begun, the lawsuit aims to put a stop to it. Officials say ICE and DHS are in violation of the National Environmental Policy Act, the Immigration and Nationality Act, the Intergovernmental Cooperation Act, and the Administrative Procedure Act, and California's Williamson Act. While the two facilities are not necessarily related to each other, Director of Movement Building with Working Partners USA, Rebecca Armendariz, says residents should be more alarmed.
We want the community to understand the connection between the two. The community needs to know that Amazon provides cloud storage for Palantir. Palantir has a huge contract with ICE to provide facial recognition software and other technology that they use to help find and kidnap our community members from their homes, from their workplaces, from the community.
Advocates say putting an end to the prison in Gilroy is part of a broader attempt to tackle growing concerns over conditions inside of California's ICE detention facilities. The lawsuit from Bonta and Santa Clara County officials comes a month after the California Department of Justice published a report called Cruel, Inhumane, and Unacceptable, which found substandard conditions across the board in California's ICE detention facilities. The report found overcrowding and medical neglect, among other concerns, as detainee numbers surge amid the Trump administration's massive immigration crackdown. Another key concern for residents is the negative impact both of the facility constructions will have on Gilroy. Lopresti says the federal government ignored their legal obligation to disclose and analyze potential environmental impact before breaking ground on the ICE facility.
Instead, the federal government hid the facility's intended purpose and made no attempt whatsoever to solicit our views. The facts in our lawsuit show that defendants have taken reckless action. Rather than following the law and their own guidance on cooperating with local and state authorities, they chose instead to ram this project forward in secrecy, completely ignoring the local impacts. That ends with this lawsuit.
At the city council meeting, residents expressed concerns over the environmental impacts a data center will have on the city's residents. Britt Smith is a resident of Gilroy.
Many of us Six months ago, we're not aware of the full extent of this project, but a lot has changed. Now, almost daily, there are groundbreaking, often terrifying studies about the real impacts of data centers on their local communities. From dizzying drones of a data center to watching tap water turn fluorescent yellow, the evidence is in front of us in our news feeds, and it's impossible to ignore. What's worse, those data centers were supposed to be sustainable, too. This council has said many times that it's too late to act, and while that may be the case for Arroyo Circle site, We are here to ensure that our voices are going to be heard going forward.
The City of Gilroy will vote in August to create a more transparent process and amend the Gilroy Zoning Code to require careful review over proposed developments that have serious environmental concerns. In regards to the proposed ICE Detention Center, the City Council announced no further actions outside of what the county is already doing. They did not address concerns from the community, which included requests for the city to adopt an ICE-free ordinance, similar to the county's, and to create an emergency response plan to address the possibility of increased ICE presence across the Gilroy community. KPFA will continue to report on any new developments. For KPFA, I'm Andrea Jimenez.